Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now. This is the Mach 1 Market Moment. I'm Mark Kaywood, joined today alongside Kyle Alexander of Mach 1 Financial Group. He is your retirement income planning specialist serving you in Northwest Arkansas. For more information and past shows, check him out online at mach-1financial.com. That's mach-1financial.com. And as always, if you'd like to come in and visit with the team, you can give them a call at 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. And as we do from time to time, we like to take your listener questions. We want to be connected with the community, and we want to know what you're saying, what questions you might have as you're listening to the show. So let's open up the mailbag here, Kyle, and take a question from Sophia in Rogers. Sophia says, I haven't bought any long-term care insurance because my assumption is that by the time I need nursing home care, I will have gotten a sizable inheritance from my parents. Is that a bad plan?
Sophia, can I be blunt here?
The truth is always more, you know, if you're caring, you'll give the truth, right?
Well, I definitely care. And so the answer is yes, it's a bad plan. So the reason why is that you're depending on something like a financial windfall, if you want to call it that, to happen. And it has to happen almost with a planned sequence of events or timing that will correspond specifically to your needs. That's a lot to put on happenstance, right? A robust inheritance is definitely going to help you, right? But unless you know the timing of these life events and the amounts that you're going to receive, and perhaps they're all spelled out in an irrevocable trust or something, that's kind of really dicey, right? You are really rolling the dice. So I would say you said it best. It's an assumption, right? It's an assumption that this is going to be adequate. So what can you do differently other than just assume or hope? Perhaps you can build a backstop, a financial backstop for these long-term care needs using investment vehicles with flexibility in their payout streams. Some of these types of solutions can be used for critical care, nursing care, obviously long-term care, and other health-related concerns. And they're embedded within new types of life insurance policies. So there are a number of new life insurance products out there that can be structured for this kind of flexible coverage to advance the death benefit or perhaps even make loans to you early on in some of these healthcare situations you find yourself in. Perhaps they will even give you advanced payouts of the death benefit for these kinds of issues or concerns. So the good news about that is if you have that type of life insurance product that has riders built into it to help you put a backstop against the expense of healthcare needs, if those healthcare needs never arise, then you don't have to use that money for yourself to pay for long-term care or whatever else. That death benefit can then be passed as a tax-free benefit to your heirs, right? And it's a way to structure a tax-efficient inheritance for your heirs. It's a potential way to convert your sizable inheritance that you're talking about to perhaps a tax-free transfer of wealth. And these are things that a lot of extremely wealthy people use. They use life insurance in that role to help ensure there's a passage of that wealth without huge tax consequences. And of course, you would want to talk to an expert about that particular situation and about your individual needs to kind of understand that. And maybe you can do the same thing your parents did for you, right? You can set this up for your kids, but maybe in a more tax-efficient way because you've thought through it. And if the windfall is actually as large as you say it is, maybe the tax implications are such that your parents may also, while they're around, want to explore some of these tax-efficient wealth transfer solutions now before this is your potentially large tax bill to pay. So beneficiary and trust planning for tax efficiency isn't just something for the super wealthy. I mentioned this before. It is just a prudent way to avoid paying the U.S. government more than what they should legally be receiving from you or your parents. And I'd say that, you know, this is one of those things that you should really consider and talk to tax planning attorney, talk to an investment advisor representative, talk to a fiduciary, talk to somebody you trust that has set up these types of tax efficient beneficiary plans. So you don't have to worry about all those taxes when the time comes.
Thank you for your question, Sophia. The next question we have today comes in from Roland in Bentonville. Roland says, with my pension, I can get $3,500 a month, but my wife gets nothing when I die. Or I can take $2,900 a month, but she'll continue to get all of it after I'm gone. Which do you think is better, Kyle?
You know, Roland, the best answer I can give is actually a question. Do you know if you're going to outlive your wife? I think that's a pretty hard question to answer.
Right. Who can answer that?
So the statistics actually say she's going to, you know, she's probably going to outlive you. Do you know when you're going to die, Roland? Perhaps in my world, that's more of a religious question, not a financial one. But I would say the answer is actually this. It depends, right? So unless your wife has her own retirement plan that is fully funded and can fully fund your lifestyle today without any help from you, or she's independently wealthy, then perhaps you need to consider taking the lower payout now so your wife is covered in the future. So what do we do? How do we get the answer? So if you don't really know the answer to the first two questions and your wife is not independently wealthy, then maybe you should make a decision that shows how much you actually love and cherish her and take less money today if the retirement together is something you want to enjoy. And, you know, you also want to ensure that you leave her with a comfortable financial cushion when you pass along. And of course, the one thing you definitely want to do is you want to have somebody look at your total retirement income stream and make sure you understand the taxable impact of that income stream as well. So it goes beyond just the benefit that you might be getting in the pension. And of course, this includes optimizing Social Security, reviewing your Roth and your 401ks and your IRA cash flows, and making sure you understand how those are going to work in retirement, plus establishing your pension and healthcare options in the most tax-efficient way possible before you retire to make sure that you stretch the dollars you do have as far as you can. This tax-efficient income planning component is key in retirement, because the thing is, you don't have to give Uncle Sam every penny that you have in taxes if it's not legally required for you to do so. So understanding the code or having someone help you through that situation may reduce the amount of dollars that you have to give Uncle Sam, and it's all in the up and up, and it's all under the IRS code. So making a plan is the key. So we do this for our clients as part of an educational outreach program at Northwest Arkansas Community College, and we'll be happy to also meet with you one-on-one if you don't like that environment to help you figure out that problem. And of course, we do complimentary first appointments or complimentary retirement analysis all the time with new clients to ensure that they have a plan and can make a tax-efficient retirement income strategy that they can live with going forward. And I just encourage you to talk to someone, make this kind of decision, not in a bubble. It's not just about the pension. It's about every piece of that income stream in retirement. And if you don't talk to us, do reach out to somebody to help you plan through that challenge.
Time for one more question on the mailbag today. This next question comes from Ricky in Centerton. And Ricky, I think if I had a dollar for every time I've heard your question, I might not need an advisor. Well, that may not be the case. Might not be that many dollars as I think. But nonetheless, Ricky's question, or Ricky's thought, he says, I think we have another 4 to 5 good years of stock market growth. Do you agree?
Yeah, Ricky, I'd really like to agree with you. Make my life a lot easier if I need that answer. And I'm sure Trump and the Fed would like to know that too. But I'll tell you this. The fact is, records continue to fall on Wall Street. You know, September had a series of all-time highs for the Dow, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ. And I would say that maybe we could expect a few more of those. I don't know. No one does. And if somebody tells you they do in this business, they're lying. But if that's the case, the bullish fire could continue down the stretch in 2017. And the one thing we have to watch out for is this ongoing geopolitical garbage that you're hearing about with North Korea and Venezuela and all of the hurricanes that we've seen and many of the other things that could throw Wall Street a curve and maybe cause that, you know, ongoing bullish flame to flicker a little bit. But the fundamentals are there, and you know, these additional record-setting market indices could still happen in the future. However, the road to higher prices and higher market returns may not go on forever, and it certainly might not be 4 or 5 years. And I will just say this, every 7.3 years, on average, this country goes into some sort of economic pullback or recession, or at least a bear market. And we're currently going on year 8 of that recovery from 2008 and that great recession period that we experienced. So the clock is ticking. I think we do have a little bit of time left. I would say that 4 or 5 years could be stretching it. And again, I wish I had that answer. And if somebody tells you they have that answer, run.
What a response. Run. But it just goes to show you don't know what the market's going to do. And so you have to have a plan in place that can prepare you for the ups and the downs. And that is what you specialize in at Mach 1 Financial Group. Kyle, you and the team. And if you've heard these questions today from Sophia, Ricky, and Roland, and have come up with some questions of your own that you'd like to have answered, you can always come in for a visit with the team by calling 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. Come in, find out what it means to have a plan that'll take you through the ups and downs of the market and take you not just to, but all the way through retirement. Give Kyle and the team a call, 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. This is the Mach 1 Market Moment.
Advisory services offered through Fusion Capital Management, which is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not imply that the advisor has achieved a particular level of skill or ability. Please consult your financial advisor, as many financial and insurance products have associated fees. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss.